The question was asked in terms of what rabbis could, should, would institute as a religious holiday. So we know that when Moshe was given the Torah, it says in the end of the book of Vayikra, it says these are the mitzvos, that a prophet is not allowed to institute a new mitzvah. So far so good, no new mitzvos after the Torah. 613 and that's it. Yet, the Torah tells us that the Jewish people celebrated the fact that they were redeemed from death, from servitude to freedom. And the Talmud in Megillah tells us that if they celebrated and sang because they were redeemed from servitude to freedom, then certainly one must celebrate and have a day of celebration in honor of the fact that the Jewish people were saved from death to life, as in Purim. And that is the Kal V'chomer that the Gemara derives. The Chasam Sofer, in response in his Tshuva, says that the Kal V'chomer simply makes it that that is a day that must be a day that, now here's the big question, that what? That you can't fast. Meaning, that doesn't mean you have to read Megillah, stop work, give Mishloach Manos, all that is rabbinic. What is biblical? That you can't fast on that day. That's a day that you have to have appreciation. It's a day of happiness because Hashem saved the people from death to life.
It makes sense. It doesn't make sense. I mean,
I don't remember.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, also, like I said, Tisha B'Av is a fast day, but it's not a good one. So fasting can be also about a bad day and a good day as well. This is from the head, I suppose. You know, just
again, what did we say? Because it is a good day, you may not fast on that day.
I didn't hear the ter.
Okay.
I was in the can.
Okay. So one may not fast on that day, and that the Chasam Sofer learns is biblical. So that would mean if there's another day that Am Yisrael had, that they were saved, that something great happened, then they were saved from death to life. So then, again, that would be biblical that they should celebrate. So far, so good. Now we come to the rabbinic institutions. And the rabbis instituted on different occasions that we should celebrate and thank Hashem for the fact that we had good things happen to us. In the period of the Second Temple, where you had a large Beit Din in Israel, and you had miracles happening repeatedly on behalf of the people of Israel, so they instituted a whole work called Megillat Ta'anit to record the different miracles that happened to them and instituted certain limited celebrations on each day. One day you may not fast on it because look at what happened to us on that day. One midday you may not even eulogize on it because of look at what happened on that day. So the rabbis instituted all these days a whole set, like a whole masechta called Megillat Ta'anit, of days to celebrate. Now what happens if there's an individual? Yes, we still have Megillat Ta'anit. We have copies of it with the commentary of Rashi and others. So Purim and Hanukkah were one of the holidays mentioned in Megillat Ta'anit. And then after the destruction of the temple, so then the rabbis said, no need to celebrate those days anymore. All of that was undone. All of that was part of the building of the temple, part of the establishment of Am Yisrael. And now Am Yisrael is suffering through destruction and diaspora, except for Purim and Hanukkah. Those two remain. Now, what happens today if a city had a terrible decree, the city of Frankfurt, and then that decree was annulled, so they instituted a celebration in Frankfurt that only the Germanic Jews of Frankfurt used to celebrate, and it was called Frankfurt's Purim.
Yeah, there is one from Spain that they celebrated in Greece as well.
Oh.
That they were saved.
So so specific communities could make their own holidays, as it says in the responsa of the Maharam al-Shakar, that when something good happens to a specific place, they can celebrate. And the Chayei Odom also records in the back of his book that he had a big city, big fire in his city in Danzig, and they were saved. So they instituted to say thank you to Hashem and to publicly, they read the Parsha of Korban Toda and they instituted a day of thanks. So there is such a concept. And this does not come in conflict with the idea that we may not add a day to the Torah. We may not add a mitzvah because although we're not adding a new mitzvah to the Torah, we are setting aside a day or we're setting aside time to give thanks for something good that happened on our behalf.